I'm Betsy Payette. Marilyn McCarney and I are interviewing personnel who were or who are instrumental in developing Renfrew Museum and Park. Today is Monday, July 26, 1993, and we are interviewing Mr. David W. Thomas, who is currently a board member, appointed when Bill Bowers became Director Emeritus. Mr. Thomas is an antique collector. After a visit to Renfrew in 1981, he began collecting spatterware. He is chairman of Renfrew's Accessions Committee.
I guess I first became interested in Renfrew back in the early 80s, and there were a group of us who had never been here before and thought it was a case of one of those things where there's something in your backyard and you should take advantage of it. And so we came for the afternoon, and I remember at that time part of the staff was a young lady by the name of Letitia Allen and also Jim Koenig, and they went out of their way to show us around and point out the various collections within the museum. And I guess from that point on, I sort of kind of had an interest in the back of my head, felt that it was here, it was in our backyard, and we should take advantage of it, and that there was so much potential, so much more that could be done, that it was worth sort of keeping one's eye on and sort of making a token visit from year to year just to sort of see what was happening and what was going on, what exhibits they were changing in their galleries and so forth. And I guess somewhere along the line with changes of different directors and staff and things and keeping my sort of fingers into what was going on here, had expressed an interest at some time that I might be interested in being on the board. And on more than one occasion was told, because I was not a resident of Waynesboro, that would be somewhat difficult, that had never really happened in the past. So really was kind of surprised when I was contacted by Shirley Baker and James Smith about the possibility of coming on the board in the winter months of 1993. I guess things actually kind of started the end of 92. And I guess from what I've heard from behind the scenes activity, that was quite a controversy or much discussions about having a non-borough resident be part of this. So I'm not so sure whether it was because of default that they hadn't come up with anyone else to take Mr. Bowers' place, or anyone that had expressed an interest with the decorative arts and so forth. At any rate, I eventually was appointed through the bank to represent the Nicodemus as part of the trust on the board. I always felt that Renfrew had great potential. I think it has more potential, especially in the areas of the museum and the decorative arts and the collections. I can honestly say, even being on the board, I'm still not quite sure I understand the relationship between the museum and the institute. And while I think that projects dealing with ecology and architecture and archaeology are important, I think, and I have always perceived, that one of the main purposes of Renfrew was to expand upon the Pennsylvania German lifestyles and the decorative arts, and strongly feel that these are areas that we should work on and expand within the museum. It's important, I think, for us to realize that those of us who have an appreciation of that time period from the late 1700s to, say, the Civil War, that while we may be interested in that, not everyone else is, or people are not aware of how much things have changed, or what we've gone through, or how we've progressed. This became acutely made aware to me several years ago in dealing with the local school system, and we were talking with school children, and found out that they had no concept that milk had ever come in a glass bottle. And first of all, I guess that made me feel old, because I can remember milk coming in a glass bottle. But I guess it also made me more aware of how much we had to expose young people to just how much we had progressed, how much things have changed, what our grandparents, what our great-grandparents, how they lived, and the objects that were a part of their daily lives. And I think that's why I feel so important that we need to preserve these things, to educate these people and to show them. Not that I don't think progress is good, but I think we need to know where we've come from. And so I think that it's important for Renfrew to expand upon its collections to show just what was done in those days, what were everyday occurrences that we no longer do or we take for granted. And in that vein, have been trying to arrange some different exhibits in the coming year and some what we're calling sort of mini exhibits. We put in place thus far one on candle making. We have another one that's about ready to be staged on wood graining. Down the road we have the makings for one on sewing items and work tables and so forth. And I'm finding in talking with a lot of collectors and dealers that they really have their own collections and are very willing and very proud to share them. And I think that we need to take advantage of this. My concern comes that we here at the museum provide an adequate place to display them and a secure place. I couldn't think of anything worse than borrowing somebody's collection for an exhibit and then have to go back and tell them, we're sorry, but your prize cookie cutter walked away on such and such a day. And I think that's one of my greatest concerns, and I think it's also one thing that's sort of holding back our progress in this area of doing some of these mini exhibits. And I think that once we can do this, I think we'll be surprised at how many people will come forth with objects to loan and for exhibits. I think that's also another area that we've not really promoted, the idea of gifts to the museum. Not necessarily of objects, but I think it's a wonderful place or opportunity to make gifts for, you know, anniversaries or honorariums or that kind of thing, in order to keep this whole project and the concept of Renfrew alive. Certainly, everyone is feeling the pinch in today's of the economic situations, and we can't necessarily depend always on corporate gifts and so forth. So I think we have to learn to adapt and to utilize what resources we have, and one of the greatest resources is the human resource. And I think just in making contacts with people, with collectors, with dealers, to make them feel needed or wanted or involved in such a project, I think we would be really surprised just what will come out of the woodwork. As far as down the road, I think really the need and what I would like to see is the expansion of all of the activities here at Renfrew, and of course the great ultimate thing would be to be open more days, to eventually restore a mill, to have the working mill, to have an actual working farmstead, blacksmith shop, spinning, weaving, and those kind of things. But I think with that, we also have to realize that it's going to take a lot of time, it's going to take money. And I think probably the one other area that we've been lacking very strongly is promotion and advertising. I think we need to let people aware that we are here and what is here. You know, when you're sitting here in the visitor center and you're looking at this marvelous collection of John Bell pottery, and you think, now here is just a local person in our backyard. And then to realize that there is a Bell Lion in the State Department in Washington, I think sometimes we realize, or forget to realize, that we had quality people working and living in this area. And that we think of these collections at Winter Tour or the White House or State Department, we never really realize that that these objects could have been produced right here in our own home area. And I think we need to make people aware of that, that there were quality people working and living right here, and that it's important that we remember that and that we show that and we share that information and that knowledge with everyone.
Can you tell us something about your sessions committee that you're chairman of?
We have formed a committee. It consists of two members from the board and then other representatives from the community that, to my knowledge, none of them are full-time antique dealers, but they all are collectors, and each sort of bring their own little area of expertise. I must confess we've not been real active thus far in this year, but we did meet. We went through the museum room by room, and in each room we sort of wrote down objects that we felt we needed or that would enhance the collections or the interpretation of the museum itself. I think the general consensus of the committee was that the major pieces, the furniture and so forth, was pretty adequate. That what we were lacking were the personal items, the everyday items. For instance, maybe clothing or lighting devices or what in today's term we would call toiletry items, sewing items. That they were the little objects, the little things that we felt that we were lacking. We've had some discussions on how to procure some of these objects. We've had great discussions on the possibility of deaccessioning some of the original Nicodemus collection. And everything that I understand, that's just not to be, so we have to look at other avenues. But I think that it's, the potential is there, and I think that we can slowly acquire these objects. I think one of our greatest accomplishments was in acquiring the John Bell stamps at the spring auction. And I think it's, you know, that we should really kind of pat ourselves on the back to think that we outdid the DuPonts and Winter Tour. We outbid them. And I think what's even more incredible is to think that that money was all donated by local people in the community, which I think shows that they have pride. And I think that this still is an avenue that we have not fully tapped and a place where we can look for more things to expand the collection.
I know you've gotten $10,000 from Helen Huber Huffman's estate to be used for our sessions. Do you have any plans for using that in the near future that you have?
We've discussed this committee. There were several items that we thought about in purchasing. I think it's important that before the year is out that we buy something out of that account, not necessarily using all of the money. I think because there are enough people who are aware of the gift, that I think that we need to purchase something so that no one can say, well, here you have this money and you're not using it. It's just sitting there, and it's not being used for the purpose in which it was given. So I am hoping that before the year is out that we can acquire one or two objects. There is some concern within the committee, have we found what we really need or we really want, or is there something better waiting out there to come along, and should we wait before we spend the money? So I'm not saying that we should utilize all of the money, but I do think that before the year is out, we should acquire something as a tribute to her and her gift to the museum.